Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning. We have made it to the weekend, and today we get to start with a topic that, quite frankly, we haven't talked about in a long, long time, and that was a dominant Royal win last night. Kansas City gets the 5-1 victory. Hello, Jeff Wirtz in the Blog Talk Radio studios, and of course, this is 15 Minutes of Fan. Kansas City just absolutely comes out from the beginning and just shuts down. Not only shuts out, but shuts down the Yankees last night. Danny Duffy. Man, Danny Duffy. That's all you need to say. Danny Duffy should be, when you look in the dictionary at dominant, when you look at badass, when you look at just absolutely incredible, you will see Danny Duffy's outing last night. 7 innings, 3 hits, struck out 10. 10 Ks for Danny Duffy last night. Just absolutely an incredible night.
Duffman
was on fire last night. Just absolutely incredible. And then the Royals gave them enough offense to get the victory. RBIs by Whit Merrifield and Drew Butera, and that Moose home run in the 5th inning that put this thing out of reach. A 3-run shot in the 5th inning, and before you know it, Kansas City was all over the Yankees last night. They get the final game of the 3-game series. Probably didn't go exactly how Kansas City would hope that it would have went, but getting a victory and heading on to a big-time series coming up over the weekend, a nice push for the Kansas City Royals. Still not done with the Yankees, however. They have 3 more against the Bronx Bombers in New York coming up in just a few days. But first things first, after a nice victory last night, again, Danny Duffy goes to 3-3 with a big-time win last night. After that, now they move on. Now one of – and I, you know, we use this term so often, but I think one of the most important series, at least in the early going, for the Kansas City Royals. Right now, the record's not good. Let's just not mince words here at all. 4.5 back, 17-23. But that first stat is big. 4.5 back. You're saying, okay, why is that important? Well, coming up over the weekend, the Royals have 3 against that division leader, the Minnesota Twins. There is a chance. This is as close as you can get to a make or break in the month of May, and I think it sets the tone as we head into maybe some trading season. I think this weekend, I think we will know by Monday exactly where the 2017 Royals stand. Will they be a game and a half back? At best, they can be a game and a half back of these Minnesota Twins. They can make up that much ground in a short, short period of time. If they get a sweep over Minnesota, which isn't out of the realm of possibility at all. The Minnesota Twins right now lead the division, yes, but have the worst record of a division leader in all of the American League, all of the major leagues, actually. This division is tight. This division is up for grabs still. Yes, while it is disappointing, disheartening to see the Royals at 17-23, they could be right back in it by the end of the weekend. That being said, they could also be way, way out of it by Monday. There is a lot of room for shimmying right now. And when you get a series against the division leader and you trail that division leader, it's big. It's big, and I think the Kansas City Royals know it's big. Last night after the game, Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports 1 was interviewing Mike Moustakas, and Moose, while thanking him for giving him credit for that home run, he knew going forward that that was at least a momentum boost, at least something to smile about in this Yankees series. But again, they could be right back in this thing. So if you're ready to give up on the Royals, and I said it last night, how soon before we let this happen like it happened throughout the 2000s, throughout the mid-90s, how soon before we just say, all right, it's football season? Well, this week is going to be very indicative of whether it is starting to become football season or not. If they can get to 20-23 over the weekend, they will be a game and a half back. It's crazy how much momentum can swing, how much a season can swing just over the weekend. It's amazing to me, and that's what's awesome about baseball. Your outlook on it can change from day to day to day. By the time we're coming in here Monday, we could have huge smiles on our face, or we could just hang it up on these Royals. That's all there is to it. A big-time series for Kansas City coming up tonight. We will talk about the pitching matchups. Nasty Nate Karns going to the mound tonight for the Boys in Blue. We will take a look at that matchup a little bit later on in the show. Plenty of baseball going on, plenty of baseball news to talk about. One hub right now for big-time news in baseball is Toronto. The Blue Jays ruffling some feathers, pardon the pun, Blue Jays ruffling some feathers in the major leagues right now. They are in a three-game set with the Atlanta Braves. Started a four-game set with the Atlanta Braves last night. And things were just a little strange last night for Atlanta and Toronto after Thursday night's game, where Joey Batts did what Jose Bautista does, hit a home run and did the world-famous bat flip. That was Thursday night. That was Wednesday night. Thursday night, Julio Teheran of the Atlanta Braves, he took a little exception to Joey Batts. And in the second pitch of his first at-bat, the first appearance of Jose Bautista, let's just say the pitch came just a little inside. Just a little bit. For not mincing words, it hit him directly in the butt. It hit him directly on the tailbone. Let's just say if he was throwing to the inside part of the plate, he got to the inside part of the plate. Oh, man. This series is going to be very interesting. Let's just call it what it is. It's going to be very, very interesting over the next couple of weeks, because that's not all that happened with the Toronto Blue Jays over the end of the week. Blue Jays outfielder Kevin Pillar was also suspended yesterday for yelling an anti-gay slur at a Braves pitcher, Jason Mott. He said something, and no one has really, and I don't really, care what he said. If it warranted a two-game suspension, it obviously was not appropriate by any means. But again, a lot of fire going on in that Blue Jays locker room. Things are not good right now in the Blue Jays locker room, and just making total just idiots of themselves right now. And another case of it in the last 48 hours or so. According to the Yankees, this is an official release from the Yankees. We were completely and utterly embarrassed by the words he directed at Jason Mott. This is not indicative of the Blue Jays organization. So, 2-game suspension for Kevin Millar. Who knows what Jose Bautista is going to come up with next? Things are in big time disarray north of the border. Oh, I shake my head at the Blue Jays sometimes, man. I just shake my head at what is going on with the Jays organization. Yet they continue to win, and I don't know. I don't know if that's what they're trying to come across as. You're doing a hell of a job. That's all there is to it. They get the 9-0 win last night over Atlanta, so they do get the last laugh. All right, let's move on to some playoff sports now. First of all, in the NHL, only one game going on last night in the National Hockey League, and it was a doozy. An overtime game once again between the Predators and the Ducks. This is the second game to go to overtime. We remember that first one being an absolute classic. Well, this one, I don't even know how to explain what happened. The Predators lose yesterday, not due to a goal by Anaheim, due to a goal by their own player. An own goal was scored last night for the Anaheim Ducks and gave them the 3-2 win. I'm going to post this video online later. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. I'm going to post this video. You're not going to believe how the Nashville Predators lost last night. Absolutely just the craziest thing that I have ever seen. That series now tied 2 games apiece after the 3-2 win last night for the Anaheim Ducks overtime. Game tonight in the NHL. It is in the Eastern Conference. A game tonight, the Ottawa Senators taking on Pittsburgh. Ottawa leads that series 2-1. Tomorrow night will be the rematch for Nashville and Anaheim. Game 5 between those two going on tomorrow night. So a lot of hockey to be played over the weekend. Things may be decided by Monday morning. We might know who is at least in one of the Stanley Cup playoff spots, one of the championship spots, We may know who both of them actually are by Monday. If not, we're talking about Game 7, and that's exciting news. But again, they do get the victory last night. Now the Senators leading that series 2-1, and Nashville and Anaheim tied at 2 games apiece. Games coming up over the weekend. We will keep close track of those and have the reports for you on Monday's show. Elsewhere in playoff action last night, no games in the National Basketball Association, but it gets back to action today as the Cavaliers take on the Celtics tonight. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference the Eastern Conference Finals. Of course, the Cavs won the game on Wednesday in convincing fashion, 117-104. So the Celtics trying to get back into this thing. They get the home court tonight. Boston, Massachusetts is where you will find the Cavs and the Celtics, 7:30 tonight on TNT. And then tomorrow, the Western Conference kicks up again. Game 3 between the Warriors and the Spurs. The Warriors get the win in Game 2. They now lead that series 2-0. They could make short work of this San Antonio Spurs team right now without still no word on the injuries for the San Antonio Spurs right now. Looks like they may still be without Kawhi Leonard for game three, but a lot of things still to be decided. And I think the Spurs will have the doctors definitely on the phone today and trying to figure out what the status is for several of these players that they've had go down. Right now, if they don't get everybody back, this might be a quick series for the San Antonio Spurs. All right, as we close out today's show, just like we always do, we'll take a look at the pitching matchup tonight for the Kansas City Royals. And as we said, opening a three-game set with the Minnesota Twins, a must win series for Kansas City. I think they need to get two of these, if not all three. And I think they have a good chance of getting all three over the weekend tonight. Nate Karns goes to the mound for Kansas City, has 12, struck out 12 in his last five innings, that coming on Saturday. That was a career high. So could see some very nice pitching in back-to-back nights for Kansas City if Nate Karns can continue the role that he was on. He matches up against Hector Santiago tonight for the Twins. Had a terrible outing in his last shot, 2 2/3 against the Cleveland Indians, gave up 6 runs on 7 hits, including 3 bombs against the Tribe, that one on Sunday. So a little bit of time off for Santiago, and hopefully he is just as bad tonight against Kansas City Royals. That a 7 o'clock start from Target Field, Karns against Santiago. A lot of things on the line for the Royals in the next couple of days. We will be looking forward to this three-game set. And as we said, it's make or break, man. It's the difference between being a game and a half out or 7.5 out. There's a lot of room there for the Royals. If they come out guns a-blazing like they did last night with this offense, they've got a good chance. I think they at least need to take 2 of 3. I really think they need to take 2 of 3. I love if they took 3 of 3. Get back into this thing. How good would you feel? How good would you feel on May 23rd when we come back? How good would you feel if the Royals were a game – May 22nd, excuse me. How good would you feel on May 22nd if the Royals were a game and a half out? That'd feel pretty darn good. Now, how would you feel on May 22nd if the Royals were 7.5 games out? You'd be pulling out your NFL jerseys. Let's just be honest. I hate to say it. It's mid-May. But, damn, 7.5 back and on a three-game losing streak, losing 5 of your last 6, that's tough. That's very tough. So, a big-time weekend for the Kansas City Royals coming up over the weekend, and it starts tonight with Nate Karns going to the mound for the Kansas City Royals. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday. Hopefully, we're talking about a three-game Royals sweep and as well as some great NHL and NBA action. May have the Stanley Cup set by Monday morning. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.